We don't have portraits of any other kinds of, what is the image of a gallery? What do you think of a gallery as exactly?
I think of a gallery as kind of a connecting area that's bigger than a hall and that can be used as a room more than just as a passageway. I generally think of a hall as a passageway.
Mm-hmm. Would you think there's in some old antebellum type houses there halls that have furniture in them?
Oh, yes.
Is that what you call a gallery?
No, a gallery has to be longer than it is wide. And those big central halls with furniture in them are usually squarish,
mm-hmm.
or rectangular. So, I don't know, a gallery is not an indigenous term. I would not have thought of a gallery as being part of an old Texas house, except for the ones that occasionally had long areas with columns on one side, like really like the top of a porch. If you have a two-story porch,
mm-hmm.
you know what I mean? Some old Texas houses had two-story porches, and you would call the bottom the porch and the top the gallery, or occasionally the balcony.
Mm-hmm.
Usually a balcony, though, you don't think of as having anything below it. You think of it as hanging out, but not having a room or something below it.
Where do you want to get from the porch to the ground? You have
steps.
Would you ever use the word steps for something inside the house?
You might. I would use steps for these three little steps here from one level to the next, but I would use stairs for anything more than that.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd probably use stairs for that more often than not. I might say steps, but I'd probably say stairs.
On the fireplace, the thing that the smoke goes up through, it's called the
flue, or the chimney.
What would you
it goes
call
up
it?
The chimney, but the flue is inside the chimney.
What if it's at a factory? Would you still call it a chimney, or would you have another name?
Oh, I'd probably still call it a chimney. I'm trying to think.
What about smokestacks?
We had smokestacks. Yes, we talked about smokestacks. But that would be like the refinery smokestacks. A smokestack to me is higher than a chimney. And usually, if I think of a smokestack, I wouldn't think of it as being brick. Now, factories frequently have brick chimneys. But refineries and things of that sort may have tall smokestacks, and they're metal usually, and they're round usually, and they're very tall.
Mm-hmm.
To me.
On the fireplace here,
the raised hearth. Ours is raised. Most hearths would be flat to the ground. You might have one that was raised one step up from the ground, but not hung like ours. And
you
have
wood in there?
Uh-huh. It's a wood fireplace.
What do you have? You've got something.
We have a chimney breast. We don't have a mantle.
Uh-huh.
But we would have had a mantle in my other house, in my parents' house. We had a mantle.
What do you have here?
Well, what I would call the flat thing around and above a fireplace that protects the wood or plaster or whatever from heat is a chimney breast. And if it sticks out, it's a mantle or a mantelpiece. The older people always called them mantelpieces,
uh-huh.
and my mother, for some reason, always dropped the piece and called it the mantle.
Uh-huh.
And so we picked that up from her. But my grandmother would say, put that on the mantelpiece.
What would you have usually in the fireplace? You have two of them.
Irons.
Huh?
And irons.
Any other names for them?
I've heard them called fire dogs, but I would never call them fire dogs.
Who's called them fire dogs?
Who's called them fire dogs?
I mean,
not my family. Other people.
Does that sound
Eastern people.
Or
no, it sounds Yankee. Yankee means anything much north of Arkansas and anything east of here.
Okay.